From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the book of Joshua, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, Facing Death Without Fear. In chapter 23, Joshua is giving his final exhortation to the children of Israel. He has urged them to remain faithful to the Lord. Verse 14 opens with a very solemn declaration, as Joshua says, Behold, I am this day going the way of all the earth. Here the great leader of Israel faces the inescapable truth of his own death. Looking back over a life of faithful service to God, Joshua rests in the promises of the Lord in whom he has trusted since his youth. Here we have a solemn confession that death is the portion of every man, and there are no exceptions. May the Lord impress upon all of us the seriousness of preparing for that inevitable and unavoidable event, and to flee to Christ, so that we too may face death without fear. Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
Today's text comes from Genesis chapter 25 and verse 11. Isaac dwelt by the well Lahai Roi. Hagar had once found deliverance there, and Ishmael had drunk from the water so graciously revealed by the God who liveth and seeth the sons of men. But this was merely a casual visit, such as worldlings pay to the Lord in times of need when it serves their turn. They cry to him in trouble, but forsake him in prosperity. Isaac dwelt there, and made the well of the living and all-seeing God his constant source of supply. The usual tenor of a man's life, the dwelling of his soul, is the true test of his state. Perhaps the providential visitation experienced by Hagar struck Isaac's mind and led him to revere the place. Its mystical name endeared it to him. His frequent musings by its brim at eventide made him familiar with the well. His meeting Rebekah there had made his spirit feel at home near the spot. But best of all, the fact that he there enjoyed fellowship with a living God had made him select that hallowed ground for his dwelling. Let us learn to live in the presence of the living God. Let us pray the Holy Spirit that this day and every other day we may feel, Thou, God, seest me. May the Lord Jehovah be as a well to us, delightful, comforting, unfailing, springing up unto eternal life. The bottle of the creature cracks and dries up, but the well of the Creator never fails. Happy is he who dwells at the well, and has so abundant and constant supplies near at hand. The Lord has been a sure helper to others. His name is Shaddai, God all-sufficient. Our hearts have often had most delightful intercourse with him. Through him our soul has found her glorious husband, the Lord Jesus. And in him this day we live and move and have our being. Let us then dwell in closest fellowship with him. Glorious Lord, constrain us that we may never leave Thee, but dwell by the well of the living God.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. We're happy to announce that the latest issue of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme for this first quarter of the year is The Everlasting Gospel, and three Free Presbyterian ministers deal with this subject under three headings: What is the Gospel?, One Bible, One Gospel, and Christ, the Power and Wisdom of God. In addition, Jill Saunders contributes a devotional article entitled A Woman Called Damaris, the story of a lady of Athens who came to Christ under Paul's ministry. Then the new editor of LTBS magazine, the Reverend Noel Hughes, tells the story of the Hebron Outreach Ministry in an article called Reaching the Children. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Those who request a copy of this particular issue also will receive the first issue of a new magazine called Current, a publication of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. In addition to providing faithful Bible teaching on issues of the day, Current serves as an introduction to the work of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Although this first issue is provided free of charge, succeeding issues will be by subscription, and information about subscribing will accompany the magazine. To obtain your copies of LTBS Quarterly Magazine and the first issue of Current, please write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
We are turning once again in our studies in Joshua to chapter 23. Joshua chapter 23. Since we read the passage the last time I preached on Joshua, we will read only the text this morning. This is from Joshua's great final speech to the leaders and them to the people of Israel. And in verse 14, he makes two great statements. We're going to look at the first of them, God willing, this morning, and as the Lord leads, we'll come back to the other one next Lord's Day. Joshua 23 and verse 14. The first part of the verse, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth." Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. Our text this morning is clearly a text about death. Not merely Joshua's death, but our own. What Joshua said to Israel was first a simple statement of fact. I am going the way of all the earth. But in context, it was more than a statement of fact. It was a glorious personal testimony. Because not only the words, but the setting and the context of the words, as Joshua spoke them, as he stood in the edge of the grave, sounded out to the people of Israel his own certainty regarding death and eternity. It was, therefore, a testimony. It was not only a statement of fact, not only a testimony, it was also a sermon. Because Joshua was speaking to other men who were also on the edge of eternity. What he had to say concerning his own death was a message to all to whom he spoke. Mr. Spurgeon once said, "To be familiar with the grave is prudence." Bishop Ryle put it this way, "Death is the great fact that we all acknowledge, but very few seem to realize." It's the great fact that we all acknowledge, but very few seem to realize. As a general proposition, we all agree, yes, it is appointed unto man once to die. But when it comes to the personal application, we live as if we would be here forever. That makes the text this morning a very important one for us all. I want us therefore to take a few minutes and hear Joshua's testimony and Joshua's sermon. The subject is very plain in the words of the text. It is the subject of facing death without fear. Facing death without fear. John Calvin had a lot to say on that subject. If you read Calvin's sermons or any statements he has made on the subject of this world and the next, don't forget that he was living in a time when death threatened him at every hand, on every hand. When those who came to study in his famous school in Geneva, many of them from his homeland of France, were but a step away from the grave, and he saw student after student after student go forth to preach the gospel, knowing full well that he would never come back alive. John Calvin used to say in many ways, but this was the sentiment, that the man who has not come to be able to face death without fear has not come very far at all in the school of Christ. To make any advance in the school of Christ according to the great reformer, was to be able to face death without fear. As we look at this text with this important subject, therefore, I want us to take it in the simplest possible way. See it first as a solemn confession. I, this day, am going the way of all the earth. As Joshua stood before Israel and made that statement, he was saying to them, men and women, I am now in the grip and grasp of death. At this very point, though I stand before you with apparently enough health and strength to be the leader of a great nation, with enough mental clarity to make one of the greatest historical and theological statements any leader could be ever able to make, yet, even now, death is working in me. Not only generally is it working in me, but its approach is very, very fast, and it has come very, very near, because this day I am going the way of all the earth. Joshua is saying in this solemn confession, I have lived these many years, but now I must lay down that life and die. I have pursued many purposes, but now I must set them all aside. I have had many wondrous experiences. Few men in the history of the world have ever had the experiences that Joshua had. But now they come to an end. I have seen others die on the field of battle. I have seen their corpses around me. I have cradled the heads of those whose lives were ebbing away with the stream of their blood. I have seen God smite men down in judgment. I have seen others drop off from old age. I have seen others die. But now, I must die. I, this day, am going the way of all the earth. What a solemn confession. Joshua's confession must be our confession too. There's not a man or a woman or a boy or a girl in this meeting today who should not have this confession upon their lips. I am going, even today, I am going the way of all the earth. Death is working in me. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, as soon as we begin to live, we begin to die. That's the great paradox of life. This is not really the land of the living. This is the land of the dying. The land of the living is over Jordan in the glory land. As soon as we begin to live, we begin to die. It is working within us, in every organ in our body, in every cell in our body, in every faculty. It is working. Its approach is very near. Great poem that spoke of death as the grim reaper, and the great huntsman described him as being on the track of every individual. It is drawing very near. Men and women, I want you to know that though you live, you must die. Though your mind is full of many purposes, you must set them aside. Though you have been content to acknowledge the general proposition that all must die, and you've seen men and women die around you, I want you to realize, so so too you must die. The wise woman of Tekoa stood in the presence of King David, and she said, we must needs die. We are as water that is spilt upon the ground that cannot be gathered up again. We must needs die. Matthew Henry, in his own inimitable way, noted that while we would be alarmed if we were not sure to live a month, let's stop there. Wouldn't that be true of you? If you were to go to your doctor today and he were to tell you, I can't guarantee you a month of life. I'm not sure you'll last a month. How alarmed you would be. But why we would be alarmed if we were not sure to live a month? We are careless, though we are not sure to live a day. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. What is your life, asks James. It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little season and then vanisheth away. How foolish, how absolutely foolish can men become to be so alarmed that maybe we'll not have a month or a year to live, and to be careless when God says that you're not even sure of this day. I am, confesses Joshua, in the grip of death. And in that confession, he states very clearly, there is no escape from this grip. Death is inevitable, and death is universal. Joshua, you could well have thought if any man would have had a way of escaping it, it would have been Joshua. Before him, if any man had possibly been able to escape it, it would have been Moses. But no, neither Moses nor Joshua could escape that awful reality. I must go the way of all the earth.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.